You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Folks, what a night. What a 12 years. Coming up, it's October. October's special for so many reasons, not the least of which being, well, my son was born in October. He'll be celebrating his second birthday this year. But 10 years before that, in October of 2004, we went on the air for the first time. And now 12 years later, well, we're still here thanks to you. And we are the most, one of the most listened to shows in our time slot in all of the country on the internet. Course on the AM FM radio airwaves, and we have been infused in this presidential debate. Hillary Clinton has denounced us. Donald Trump's campaign is answering questions about us. Either way, everyone knows who the political cesspool is. Thanks to you, our show has broken unprecedented ground this year with regard to the access we've been given to events and guests that no other outspoken individual or organization within our movement has achieved. We, and by we I mean this show, my co-hosts, and our audience, were the ones who blazed that trail, ladies and gentlemen. The Political Cesspool, truly an original and unique accomplishment. It is a legendary broadcast because of you. How many times can I repeat that? Not nearly enough. Because of you. Every day I receive mailbox full of cards, letters, notes, emails from people all over the world who draw inspiration and enlightenment from our powerful broadcast. And I just want to thank you for that this hour. It's been such a crazy year. We've not had time to do, as I mentioned, what we normally do, which is during the 4 months that we initiate our quarterly fundraising drives, we shout out the cities from which we're receiving support, read a few cards, emails, letters, what have you. And we just haven't had time to do that this year. But before this sprint to the finish, to November, we're going to do that in this, our third and final hour. I'm going to read just some stuff that's come in within the last few days. Support contributions ranging from $1 to $100 or more has come in from all over the world in September, which was, of course, the month of our third quarter fundraising drive. I'd just like to shout out a few of those cities and then read some of this correspondence, and then we'll break it down this hour and really just impress upon you the brotherhood, the fraternity, the fellowship that we share with one another, the support that we receive from one another. I think this show has done a great deal of work in the hearts and minds of our people. It gives them hope and courage. And, of course, we receive that and so much more from our own audience. But support this month coming in from places like Chino, California, North Wales, Pennsylvania, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Alberta, Canada, Troy, New York, Parma, Ohio, Franklin, Tennessee, Moravia, New York, DeKalb, Illinois, Cordova, Tennessee, right here in the Memphis area, Baldwin, New York, Summerfield, Florida, Gallatin, Tennessee, Broomfield, Colorado, Sao Paulo, Brazil. Did you know you had listeners in Brazil, Eddie?
I had no idea, but I'm not surprised. You know, I'd like to point out something about that, James. Did you notice we have just as many fans in the so-called northern states as we do here in the southern states?
Believe me, I have noticed that because I read all of this even more than you and Keith, checking the mailbox and, of course, having access to the political cesspool email, the emails that come into the show. Yes, we receive that support from all over the place, just as much from outside the South as we do in the South, even though this is very much a Southern program.
We know Southern is kind of state of mind. You've heard me say that. When we speak about Southern, James, I'd like to interject. Hope I didn't interrupt you. But we come from a Christian worldview, from a righteous worldview, just a good traditional American constitutional lawful republic American type. And that's what in the South, that's what we fought for. The South, we actually fought to preserve the Constitution and righteousness and Christianity. And like you say, God, family, and home. And that's, we have people like that all over the world. You know, you don't have to be from the South to worship God, to love your family, to love your fellow man. We have those people everywhere.
Speaking about this one in Brazil, accompanied with his generous contribution was a note. And he says, I contributed this month. God bless. I could. And the fundraising promotion, which we were offering last month, inspired me to do so. He writes, my pledge is, would you send me two copies of the book you offered? One for my own personal library. And that book is Blood in the Ozarks. It talks about lesser-known conflicts between Confederates and Union forces. One for the book in my library, the other to my brother, who so diligently told me to become a fan of the Political Cesspool. This is the gentleman from Brazil writing. Another really nice guy. I hope any additional cost of the international shipping would not be too expensive. Again, let me just put some personal history here. I was born and raised, he writes, in the state of Sao Paulo, St. Paul, that's our state name.
Wow.
It's the leading state of our country.
I was going to ask if he was American, transplanted American.
No. He is a native-born Brazilian, and ever since it was created, in all matters, mainly economically, we are a majority white population of European descent with a lot of immigrants in the beginning of the last century, including my grandfather, a Lebanese Christian. We had war against the whole country, that's right, of Brazil in 1932 when a dictator came to power, and we were overwhelmed. Ever since, the state of Sao Paulo has been flooded with all kinds of external population, and our schools don't even remember our heroes, my grandmother included, as she participated in desperate measures of gold contribution to the state during the war. Our heritage and pride are all suppressed and forgotten. It's a sad history, but it has to be told. We have to rise above it and show that we are here for our country as our ancestors were. Your show is simply incredible, as it has spread power and courage to all of us who struggle against the evil of our time, political correctness and liberals, to say the least. God bless you. That comes from a listener in Brazil.
It's amazing to me. I can't hardly comprehend that.
Well, again, I have the true privilege and pleasure of being able to read this stuff every day. And that's why I wanted to take this hour to share it with the audience, because I think it would amaze even our own audience, who understands certainly the level to which we have risen. But to read things like this coming from real red-blooded men and women around the world is really a testament to each and every one listening out there tonight. I really like this email that came from
so humbling
South Carolina. So this guy, I got an email that said, your name is my name, too. And it was written by a gentleman with the great name James Edwards in South Carolina. He said, I was searching for something that only a right-wing extremist would search for and came upon your website. I am a proud right-wing extremist living in South Carolina, gun owner, Bible owner. Thanks for your work. That comes from James Edwards in South Carolina. So he was searching for something, he didn't tell me what, and found out that there was another James Edwards that obviously had a lot in common with this James Edwards. And so James Edwards in South Carolina has become a fan of the Political Cesspool now and a listener.
Well, I'm so glad James Edwards found us.
I am too.
This is fun, but it's so humble.
Hell of a name, too.
You get that right. It's almost as good as the Bombardier.
How about this from your stomping grounds in Kentucky? This comes from
Bloody Brother County.
Josh in Kentucky. Hello, Mr. Edwards. New listener to your program, which I listen to online here in the great Commonwealth of Kentucky. Really enjoy your program. You do a fine job. It's much, much appreciated that I finally found a voice to offer a good Southern perspective out there on the radio airwaves and online. It's about time. I hope you and everybody on your show is doing great. I pray God will bless you, give you courage, sir. You have been a great encouragement to me. And may you keep the fight with diligence, standing like a stone wall. Josh in Kentucky.
Yes, I was born in Clark County, Kentucky. My dad was born in Bloody Brother County, Kentucky.
Well, listen, we're just scratching the surface of some of this correspondence. Much more to come. I think you're going to be enlightened and encouraged. And it's the least we can do to acknowledge you, ladies and gentlemen. You've given us so.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use memotome.com daily and highly recommend it to you. M-E-M-O-T-O-M-E.com. Memo to Me.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang. Call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
This year, ladies and gentlemen, someday when I write my autobiography, a great deal of it will be dedicated to 2016. I am tired. I need a rest. And I'm not tired from the battle. I live for the battle. I'm tired because I just have not had time to sleep this year. We have been constantly engaged, and we have constantly been counterattacking and pressing our advantages. I am tired from lack of sleep. I am tired. These letters, emails, postcards, notes that we're reading this hour is what gives us the fuel. And, Eddie, a very quick comment from you, and I want to get back to shouting out some of these cities that we received financial support from during the month of September and a few more letters.
I would like to speak to you, audience, our beloved listeners, our beloved supporters. God only knows we love you so much. We can't tell you how much we love you. Me and James were talking during the break 14 years ago. How old was you 14 years ago, James? 21?
I was 21, running for state representative.
21 years ago, I left this grungy handwritten note on James Edwards' his office, where he was running, his headquarters office, volunteering my support because I read his brochure. I was for him 100%. We talked about things we could do to serve our fellow man. But I'm telling you what, people, little did I know. I can't tell you. It to me, it's just surreal. We have people in São Paulo, Brazil, listening to us. How you found us, I'll never know. But we get down, you probably never know it, but sometimes we get down and out and discouraged and just tired of the fight. But when we get a letter like that from São Paulo, Brazil, or Cordova, Tennessee, or, you know, Franklin, Tennessee, or, you know, someplace in Pennsylvania, these types of letters from people that you send a dollar in, and the dollar fires me up more than anybody. I wish I had time to tell you about the dollar and the 2 pence that the ladies contributed to Jesus. But listen, you fire us up so much. We couldn't possibly. How in the world could we let you people down? When we're tired, we feel like we're beat down, we get a letter from somebody like y'all, there's no way in hell we're going to let you down. No. We're going to fight to the last drop of our blood. We'll never give up, and it's because you people firing us up God bless you. God bless you so much. Just pray for me. Pray for James that we do not weaken and do not let you down. God bless you, people. We love you.
We stay lit for you, ladies and gentlemen, and we will continue to stay lit. 12 years going strong. A little tired because this
year,
has been grueling, but we're not going anywhere, and we would never go anywhere. And as you said, Eddie, there is no limit. We're looking back on some of these accomplishments. Who knows how far still we will climb? But listen to some of these cities, and listen to the diversity of these cities. It's not just a Southern show.
Yeah.
It's not a regional show. It's not even an American show. It is a show for Western man wherever he lives.
Amen.
Support coming in, financial support from London, England, Callahan, Florida. This is just within the last couple
That's
of weeks.
Mind-boggling.
Caldwell, Idaho, Sherwood, Arkansas, Fayetteville, Tennessee, Oviedo, Florida, Marietta, Georgia, Baldwin City, Kansas, Manitoba, Canada, Olympia, Washington, Fairbanks, Alaska. I can't read this one. Rockville, Maryland, Troutdale, Virginia, Nashville, Tennessee, Ephrata, Washington, the United Kingdom, Metairie, Louisiana.
Metairie, Dr. Duke.
That is Duke country. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Travelers Rest, South Carolina. And then we'll get back to some of these cities from which we've received support in just a moment. But listen to this.
Jay, I read an email. One more time.
Yeah, go.
I got to tell you people one more time. People, audience, family, you are a family. God, we love you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much for firing us up, because we do get tired. And you know, just I'm just flabbergasted. I don't know what else to say except I love you. My mind is just blown.
Well, let me blow your mind some more, because we haven't even gotten to any of the stack over here yet. But so we've read letters from Kentucky, from Brazil. Here's one from Long Island, New York. James, I'm a Long Islander raising six awesome kids. This is our audience right here, Eddie.
Alrighty.
With a wonderful wife. We all have European ancestry. Big fan of your website and show, reading and listening to it every single week. We have much respect for you and the show up here in New York. It is truly one of the It is truly one of the joys in life. Either your show is that good or I need to get some hobbies. It's refreshing to listen to someone who speaks the truth and isn't worried about political correctness. Stating the facts and speaking the truth nowadays makes one an outcast this bizarro world. I enjoy your entire crew, especially Keith Alexander, call-ins from Sean Bergen, Jim Lancia. Very good additions to the show. Feel extremely educated every time I tune in. You are also knowledgeable, so articulate. Please keep up the good fight no matter what happens. Fellow great Americans need you and this show to continue to help to fight for our God-given and constitutional freedoms. That comes from a listener in New York, and he couldn't have said it better.
How humbling.
What else do I have here? How about this one? Some of them are just short notes. Sir, here's some spare change for the Cesspool Boys. Keep up the great work. That comes from Philip in Granite City, Illinois. I'm just pulling these off the top. I don't know what they say before I open them.
So much for the red state and blue state.
Some of these are quite long. It would take a little more than a segment to read them. But we do read them. Dear James, there's no way that we could adequately express our gratitude for what you're doing for us and our kith and kin. We're with you all the way. That comes from two dear listeners in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Okay, Jonesboro.
How about this one from New York, East Islip, New York? Hello, friends. Hope you and your loved ones are well. 2016 is proving to be an eventful year. The Trump candidacy is stirring up nationalistic sentiment, exposing the complete bias of the controlled media and the traitors in the conservative movement. I'm very pleased that David Duke has decided to run for Senate. He has, as you know, someone who will really help our people. We must support his campaign in every way we can. Again, thank you for all you do on behalf of our people. And that comes from a listener in New York.
Love New York. Be there. I'll be there the week of prior to November. It's about November the 2nd through about November the 10th.
Can't get much further from New York than Santa Rosa, California. Hi, James. My name is Richard. Sending you an email rather than the snail mail, as I don't have Microsoft Outlook for email. He writes that he's listened to us for several years now. He listens to the archives rather than the live stream because he's at Catholic Mass on late Saturday afternoon, and then he goes out to dinner afterwards, and he sends his support and a contribution, Richard in Santa Rosa, California.
I wonder how that is, how far that is from La Jolla.
Well, we can ask.
Had an Army buddy from La Jolla.
How about this one? This comes from Washington State. Dear James, Keith, Eddie, and Winston, you knock it out of the park. Week after week, the cesspool is making a difference in helping get people to think clearly about the problems in our country and the reasons for those problems. Your Christian perspective is also much appreciated. Your politics are spot on. I also love the Southern colloquialisms that are regularly thrown out. I need to start writing them down, not to put down James, but Keith is the master of such colloquialisms. In addition to the political cesspool, I enjoy many other websites and programs, including but not limited to Stormfront, Don Black, American Renaissance, The Irish Savant, V-Dare, Red Ice Radio, Red Ice TV. As to Red Ice, I'm very impressed with Henrik and Lana, and Lana's looks are very easy on the eyes. Yes, they are. I'm also a big fan of Sam Dixon. Recently listened to an interview with him. Sam is a true intellectual and knows a great deal about history.
He yes,
mentioned
he is.
That the battle on over 100 years suffered more than 50,000 casualties in one day, more than all of the Americans who were killed in the Vietnam War. So that comes from Jimmy in Washington State. I mean, are you paying attention, folks, to these places? All over the country. How about Keith from Greenbelt, Maryland? The legacy media talks about being on the right side of history, almost as a warning to traditional Americans that they should abandon their beliefs. The one thing I know to be true is that the political cesspool is on the right side of history. Expenses for my daughter, my dog, and my church have put a dent on my finances, but I hope others can rise to meet the need. And he still sent a contribution. And I received one of the most touching emails. And see, people send that, and they let us know what's going on in their family, Eddie. They let us know what's going on in their personal lives because they are part of our family. We are part of theirs. They are part of ours. There is that familial bond that the political cesspool forges with its audience. We receive all of these emails, letters, people updating us on what's going on in their lives. They've never met us, but they know us.
You know, we better be a family because we're going to be extinct if we're not.
Well, we are, and we've had people say, hey, I've suffered hardships in life, but I still want to give you what I can. Take this and use it well. And we always are good stewards and allocate these contributions wisely. One more segment on this, and then we'll wrap up the show.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Nine people were wounded in a shooting rampage in Houston allegedly carried out by attorney Nathan Desai, who was shot and killed by police on the scene. Desai opened fire at about 6:30 in the morning on September 26th at a busy intersection. Six of the victims suffered gunshot wounds, and three others were injured by shattered glass. Desai, who according to friends had recently been exhibiting paranoid behavior, randomly opened fire in the middle of the street while wearing Nazi insignia. Nine officers responded to the scene and briefly exchanged fire before the suspect was fatally wounded. At the time of the shooting, Desai was carrying a .45 caliber handgun and a so-called Tommy gun, as well as 2,600 rounds of ammunition. Both firearms were purchased legally several years ago. Police reportedly found a notebook bearing a swastika logo in Desai's car and Nazi paraphernalia in his apartment. Investigators declared that there was no nexus to terrorism in the incident. Kenneth McDaniel, a former law partner, says that their 12-year-old law firm was closed down in February for financial reasons. Prakash Desai, the suspect's father, said that while his son was upset over the law firm's failure, he displayed no indications of incipient violence when they had dinner together 12 hours before the attempted murder spree. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
We're doing something that I have intended to do all year, and time is just not permitted, but we're carving out the time tonight because it's important to us to tell you how much we love you, how much we respect you, how much you mean to us. Again, folks, these cities I'm rattling off, these are all cities from which people send in contributions, not just correspondence, but contributions, and we still aren't going to be able to get to them all. But how about let's continue the roll call. Listeners sending in their support from Davie, Florida, Solon, Ohio, Hazard, Kentucky, of course, Memphis,
Hazard,
Tennessee.
That's right close to where I was born.
Memphis, Tennessee, and the surrounding area where we're based, obviously. British Columbia, Canada. Pechogue, New York, Irvine, California, Moreno Valley, California, Marietta, Georgia, Dallas, Texas, Salt Lake City, Utah, Natural Dam, Arkansas, the great and teeming metropolis of Natural Dam, and we receive support from there. Lawrenceville, Georgia, Tallahassee, Florida, Rison, Arkansas, Roland, Arkansas, we're big in Arkansas, Loves Park, Illinois, Dundee, Scotland. You know, I received this contribution from this listener in Scotland, and I wrote him back, and it turned out that we have two family names in our background, and of course our people are from Scotland ancestrally here in the South, very strong odds that we're related. He has a McGregor and a Graham in his background. My mother's maiden name was McGregor. My paternal grandmother's maiden name was Graham, and then she became a McGregor, and then I became an Edwards. But anyway, so we're all family here, in some cases possibly quite literally. But what I want you to do, Eddie, is all of these cities, this is your assignment between now and the election. I want to dispatch you on a goodwill tour, and I want you to drive in your pickup truck to the homes of each of these individuals in all of these cities and thank them for us personally. Can you do that?
I would love to do that.
It's going to take you a while to cross the Atlantic and get to Scotland in that pickup.
But you know me, I've been accused of being a big talker and a big big people person.
How much gas would it take to go to all of these cities?
Well, like we say in the South, it'd take a right smart. Okay. Hey, I'd also, before, I'd like to make a quick suggestion that me and James talked about during the break. Everybody out there, everybody has a different personality. You can't all be bold. But if you would, if you could just tell one person a week about the political cesspool, we could do an end run around the mainstream media that shuts us out. If you could pass a note, you could send them an anonymous email, text message, whatever. Just tell one person a week, 52 people a year. Tell us about the political cesspool.
I think we do have people doing that. Dear James, Keith, Eddie, the Bombardier, Winston, and all, thank you for your continued excellence in the operation of the Political Cesspool radio program. Never miss a week of the action.
Wow.
Another one from Washington State. How about that?
So humbling.
This one comes from Gus LeBon. James, please accept this modest donation in support of your superb programming, the work you do so well. The guests and your crew all make up for the weekly jolt of intellectual honesty and inspiration. We in the listening audience appreciate your steadfast, defiant stance reflecting and proclaiming our unique heritage and culture while also voicing a boiling anger at the unrelenting assault on our values and accomplishments.
Boiling righteous anger.
While we grow ever more alarmed at the frenzied, rabid mendacity of those in the radical egalitarian diversity camp, we can still draw hope from the James Edwardses, the Keith Alexanders, the Scoops, the Eddies, the Sean Bergens, et al. That comes from Gus in Florida.
God bless you, Gus.
Dear James, Keith, Eddie, and crew, greetings from Salt Lake City. Been listening to your show for 5 years. During this time, I realized that today's liberal news is all about touchy-feely emotions, not facts, just some social justice warrior who got their feelings hurt when you speak out. It would be interesting to see how much today's multicultural and transgender America would be able to handle a real crisis, win a world war, or even live through a Great Depression as our European ancestors did. These social justice warriors need to grow up. They're unable to emotionally cope with the facts and ideas that conflict with their own. This is how they have been scripted. The white is, in all circumstances, always the evil oppressor. The non-white is always the sweet little innocent victim. White people have been hearing a false media narrative and the cherry-picking of history to inflict this white guilt. Let's give these babies something to cry about. That comes from Jeff.
I love that.
In Utah, how about one from right down the road in Franklin, Tennessee? Dear James, been on vacation, just now catching up. I want to thank you for sending me the DVD of your American Renaissance Conference speech. I watched it this morning, liked it so much that I intend to show it to others. I sincerely believe that the Lord is with you. I am enclosing a modest contribution. I hope you and your family are doing well. Very best regards, Bob, in Franklin, Tennessee. And folks, of course, this is all just a representative sampling. There's no way we could get to all of it. This is just the best we can do in three short segments in commercial radio. But this one is perhaps the most profound of the evening. The wife of one of our listeners wrote this into the show. Dear James, I want to thank you for your nice note to Dennis. Dennis is one of our longtime listeners for years and years. They came down to our 10-year anniversary party. I want to thank you for writing a nice note to Dennis. So I heard that Dennis had some medical issues. And he had suffered a stroke. And so we're not going to say where Dennis is from or give any other defining information. But Dennis had some medical issues. And so I wrote him a letter. And she's writing me back to thank me for sending that letter. Also want to thank you for taking the time to speak with him. Once he became aware, as meaning once he began to recover in the hospital, the first thing he wanted to do was to make sure he was able to listen to your show.
Yeah.
Whether it was live or in the archives. We also had to listen to the back program. So this is one of our listeners who's been with us for years and years and years. And he had a little setback medically. He's on the mend, doing better, making a full recovery. But he had a little setback. And the first thing he wanted to do when he became aware at the hospital was to listen to the Political Cesspool.
I'd like to speak to that listener. What was his name, James?
Dennis.
Dennis, I'd like to tell you, this is Eddie the Bombardier Miller here, fella. Listen, I was in cardiac intensive care in 2007, August of 2007, and my wife called James and Danny. They were on their way to Jackson, Mississippi. James, get ready to turn the car around, head back to Memphis. I was in very bad shape. Cardiac intensive care, could have died. Listen, I'm getting ready to run my 11th marathon. I was 65 years old and ran my first marathon. You can do it. You need to talk to your doctor. Get you a nice plan, physical fitness plan, diet plan. Go it over with your doctor. Take the plan. Trust the plan. Execute the plan. And you, too, can come back and do things that you would never dream of. And we love you, and I hope you do that. I hope you do well.
And God bless you, Dennis, and for all your support. And, again, nothing but the very best wishes to you and your family. And this is at the end of the day, political issues are important. All of it's important. The struggle, the battle, family is most important. Family comes first. God, family, republic. God first.
Shows about.
Then our family, and then our country. And so, and it's nice when you can live in a country where your family is your nation, and a nation and a country are synonymous with one another. Of course, in America, that's not the case anymore. But we do have a family out there listening to us, and I hope this just gives you a little bit of an idea of how broad and diverse in the very best ways that family is. Just a few more cities that have contributed just in the last few weeks. Beecher, Illinois, Riviera Beach, Florida, Ocala, Florida. Spent some great time in Ocala myself. Valley, Alabama, Mineral, Virginia, Merrick, New York. Oh, what is that? I can't read that one. We'll get back to that one. how about this one? Argentina. We received a contribution just 2 days ago from Argentina. Ben Wheeler, Texas. Elop, Texas, Montvale, New Jersey, all over, north, south, east, west. In the western countries of the world, we have listeners of the Political Cesspool tonight. You are not alone. You are legion, ladies and gentlemen.
Speaking of Argentina, James, what is the Gaucho? Let me ask you. Let me put you on the spot here.
Well, I'll write this guy in Argentina and ask him.
A Gaucho is an Argentine cowboy, and they ride, they herd cattle on the pampas down there.
There
the
you go.
The pampas duck their plains.
I'm not surprised that you know that.
Let me throw this out there to our New York people. If our beloved family, if you're going to be in Manhattan on November 6th, I would love it if you would come out there and support me. I'm going to be running the TCS, the 2016 TCS New York Marathon to support you-know-who. And it's not for me, raising money for my favorite hospital here in Memphis. Well, actually, we treat people all over the world. Hold up a sign if you're there, if you come to the marathon, and on my bib it will have Papaw on my bib. I will put, as soon as I find out, well, I don't know what my number is going to be, but I would love it if you would come to this.
All right, what's the date?
November 6th.
All right, listen, if you want to meet Eddie in New York, he's going to be running in the New York Marathon. You want to meet Eddie in New York, take him out, let him buy you a beer, because Eddie would be treating, right?
Yeah, I'll be guzzling the brew man after the five.
All right, so November 8th?
November 6th.
November 6th. November 6th in New York City, he's going to be running the New York Marathon. If you are a political cesspool fan in the New York area and you want to get with Eddie, send me an email and we'll get you in touch with Eddie.
We finished the race. A finish line is in Central Park.
Okay, so that's where he'll be on November the 6th. So if you want to meet Eddie in downtown New York, Manhattan, then email me at james@thepoliticalcesspool.org, and we'll get you in touch with Eddie if you're a TPC fan up in the New York area. That'd be great fun to meet Eddie up there.
Great. I would love to meet some of our
friends. And I tell you, we've got all kinds. Talking about the cities, there's people behind every one of these cities. We didn't even get to them all. Doctors, lawyers, family men, farmers, homeschoolers. Actors, did you know that there are very renowned actors? I'm not going to say who. You would know them. Actors who literally support this show with their contributions every quarter. You've seen their faces. I can't go any further than that, but all kinds of people tuned in. We'll be back.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare. The war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking, because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong. And in school, from a very young age, I was taught that smoking was not acceptable.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think smoking, for everybody, no matter what you say, leads to other things, because it just opens the door wider and wider.
Other studies have found that if you don't smoke in high school, you probably never will.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it, because the way I was raised has helped, and having the faith in God while I was raised and knowing that there would always be somebody there for me has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Talking about all of this support, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to go to Scoop now and shift gears one last time before the end of the show. And then again, it's a sprint to the finish after this week. We took this hour, set aside everything else, to give an ode to the audience, but the rest of the time between now and the election is just going to be a grueling pace. But we've got listeners who travel the world and send us postcards everywhere they go. We've got one guy, just this amazing guy in Europe, who sends me a postcard from all these different places. I got a postcard here from the Sistine Chapel. He was there sending me a postcard. A postcard from Ukraine, a postcard from just all – I've got this collection that he sends, and they mean so much, and he's just all over the place. And wherever he goes, he gets a postcard and sends it into the political cesspool, and it's just amazing. And that means as much to me as anything.
James, I'd like to make a quick shout-out to a fan of our – well, actually, he's like – he helps us. His name is Lee Cochran. He's been sick for about 2 months. But Lee Cochran, my brother, if you're listening to the show tonight, we at the Political Cesspool love you, and we – appreciate everything you've done for us over the years. I hope you get well soon, Lee. God bless you.
Important to take time like this. I know there's so much going on in the world, and we have to cover it, and we only have 3 hours a week, and we've been doing everything we could to work in as much news as we can every week this year, really every week every year. But it was important to me at the end of another fundraising drive to really just lay it on and let the audience know how we feel. And I don't think it needs to be restated. We certainly say it very often, and we've repeated ourselves many, many, many times over the 12 years. But tonight, it really was laid upon my heart to do this. Scoop, let's go over to you, though. What do you got?
Thank you, James, and hello, Bombardier. Well, we first want to remember Battalion Chief Michael Fahey of the New York City Fire Department, who died this week from flying debris from a house explosion in the Bronx. Supposedly the owner or the tenants of the house has grown some marijuana, so rednecks are taking over Bronx County, New York, my old stomping grounds. Anyways, last week we talked about the funeral for Sergeant Kenneth Style from the Detroit Police Department. Sergeant Style was he was honorarily promoted to captain. Yesterday on Facebook, Charlie Duff stated that the city of Detroit did not pay for the Style funeral. This sounded very out of the ordinary and very weird, so I decided to get to the bottom of this myself and contact the city of Detroit myself. Now, I spoke with someone from the media affairs from Detroit Police Department. He explained that what LaDuff posted on Facebook was wrong, that the city did pay for the funeral, and then that the policy is that when an officer in Detroit is killed in the line of duty, the city will contact the insurance company, which will issue a check between $35,000 and $70,000. When an individual joins the Detroit Police Department, automatically they're given an insurance policy of $30,000 with an option to go up to $70,000. Now, the average funeral cost is between $8,000 and $10,000, so how in the hell is the family supposed to survive on $60,000 and 40% of Captain Style's funeral cost? And I sure hope Captain Style had more than $70,000 worth of insurance. Now imagine your loved one was killed in the line of duty, and not only do you have to make all the funeral arrangements, but you have to wait for a third party to cut your check to cover the cost in the first place. And we all know how insurance companies just love cutting checks, especially for tens of thousands of dollars. This is a piss-poor practice on the city of Detroit, and it's been a decades-long practice, not just recently with the bankruptcy. And shame on the police union for allowing this practice. Fortunately, the state of Michigan passed a law ensuring that law enforcement, widows, and orphans will continue to receive health care. Also, thanks to Charlie Duff for that one. Also, a memorial fund has been set up for the Style children. Go to youcaring.com. It's all one word, youcaring, youcaring.com. And type in Ken Style, STEIL, to donate. Now, I don't ask people to donate to anything unless I take the first step. So, ladies and gentlemen, I know you just donated a cesspool, but if you give up a couple pints of booze, give up a seat to a sporting event where the participants hate you, please give to the youcaring.com, the Style Fund, because and help out a family that was done wrong by the breadwinner's employer. James, Eddie, back to you.
You're a good guy, Scoop. Scoop, by the way, I'd like to thank you, my most sincere thanks for letting me talk to Jim Lancia last week. You donated some of your time. That was 2 weeks ago. I appreciate that very much, fella.
No problem, Eddie.
Well, Scoop did some journalistic work in contacting that particular department this week and in preparation for this story. Really hard for me to imagine a city like Detroit having any sort of dysfunction in it, but I guess no. I mean, this is a serious story, and it's sad to see that. But unfortunately, that is honestly, of course, what you would expect out of a city like Detroit. But I've been thinking out of the box, Scoop, and everyone listening. If this thing goes south with Trump, there's always Plan B, and I have discovered Plan V. I've been out there. And I've been looking around, and I've come up with something. So you might not know this, ladies and gentlemen. There's actually a place in the South Pacific called Pitcairn Island. And Pitcairn Island, it's a British overseas territory, but it's sovereign, basically. They've got their own capital, and it's its own sort of independent operating thing. Pitcairn Island is this semi-sovereign entity. The total land mass is 18 square miles. 18 square miles, so it's this little island. The nearest land mass to Pitcairn is Easter Island, which is, I think, 2,000 or 3,000 miles away. That's the nearest thing to it. The only way to get to Pitcairn Island, they have boats that go in once every 3 months.
There's nothing in Easter Island.
Yeah, Easter Island it's not much bigger and not much more populated, but... Anyway, Pitcairn, 50 people live there. It's the smallest capital city in the world. Adamstown has 50 people. And the median age is over 50. So listen to this. This is real. You're not going to believe this. Homesteading still exists. They are so concerned. And it's this beautiful island. If you look at it, it looks like the Garden of Eden. It's this amazingly, it's this very small but beautiful tropical island, like something out of a fantasy. 50 people live there. If you will immigrate to Pitcairn Island, they give you free land to build. All you have to do, and immigration is a snap. All you have to do, you think I'm going to get to a punchline, but no, this is real. Go look it up. And you just... Say you want to move there, they give you the immigration status, and then they give you land to build a home, free land. It's sort of like the 40 acres and a mule thing. And so I'm thinking, if the climate, well, it's tropical, it's hot, it's ocean, you're in the middle
fish.
Of the ocean.
It's fishing.
Well, I would imagine. And I was just thinking, so we had more, and this invitation-only thing that we had in Memphis for the Political Cesspool's 10-year anniversary party, we had... way more than twice as many in that room than live in there. So I'm just thinking, if the cesspool gang, we could like take over that island and have our own little sovereign Christian. I mean, we could roll back the clock to 1776, do this thing all over again.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
And we could make Scoop the police chief. We would want to make.
No, you're going to be Lance the police chief. I'll be
Lance. Okay, well, and it's our kind of place too, Eddie. The only reason the island is inhabited is because mutineers washed up there. I can't know how many decades ago. I guess it's in the history of it. Long, long time ago. Mutineers.
You're on the Bounty.
100 years ago. And it was. It was the Bounty. The Bounty is the ship that washed up there. So, you know, that's top dresser drawer if you're the descendants of mutineers. And it's their children.
Because some cojones, buddy.
That are still there. And they're welcoming people. And they actually had a international push to get people to move there. And only one person did. You would think free land. And, of course, it's so isolated. And
they have a doctor there or a nurse.
They have a one-room schoolhouse. Look it up. Pitcairn Island. It's the fallback option if things go south. Scoop to you.
All right.
I'm just thinking of...
All right, a couple things. Well, Jim Lance, he's been talking about succession, so he's really on top of it, number one. Number two, back to the Detroit story, I did get a hold of Charlie. He called me and said I did good reporting. So that's like being told by Michael Jackson, you do good basketball.
A Pulitzer Prize winner told you did well. That's it.
Right. One of the top reporters on the planet said I did good reporting. Now, my wife would say I do good to something. But anyways, let me digress. I also spoke to Jim Lansing about succession. You know, that's going to be an option if Hillary wins. Also, he informed me that he's getting lots and lots of cops emailing him, contacting him one way or another, saying that, oh, he heard us on the he heard him on the cesspool, and they listen to the cesspool, they watch him on YouTube. So, and he's cops on there.
Hey, love you, Scoop. Thanks, brother. For everybody else, for my entire staff and team, I'm James Edwards. We'll see you next week when we get back to work here on the TPC. Thank you for the support you gave us in September, folks. Never too late to donate, though. We're always there. Good night, everybody.